Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are here with a special guest from our county. You live right here, out by the Twin Lakes, don't you?
Yep.
This is Marcy Prochaska, everybody. She's got, what is that giant, is that some sort of a, I don't know.
Well, some people have thought it was a harpsichord, some people thought it was a harp. I've gotten all kinds of things. This is a hammered dulcimer.
And you play that with what? Your fingers or?
With hammers. Except that they're really kind of flexible mallets, or at least mine are flexible, so a lot of them are rigid.
Okay, and you have a song you're going to do for us.
I do. It's a medley of two tunes that I wrote. The first one's called The Irksome Girl, and the second one is Midnight Maze.
All right. Well, we like to hear those. I'd like to hear how that takes off there.
All right.
Marcy Prochaska.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Yes, indeed.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, George Schrecker.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here. I'm so excited about this because we're quite excited about drawing cards at random here. I'm going to draw two cards at random, and I have no idea who this is. I'm going to just read Kevin Large. All right. Kevin Large, would you come up? All right. And Stella Julian. It's Stella Julian. All right.
Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying their answers to the question, are you willing to participate in Shoot the Moon? From a collection of audience members answering in the affirmative, two contestants are selected at random to play Shoot the Moon. Questions and format are generally stolen from every other game show ever devised and should therefore be familiar enough that I don't have to explain them anymore. Now, let's play Shoot the Moon.
All right. We're going to start with you, Stella. Where are you from?
Winona Lake.
Winona Lake. And what brings you to the show today? When did you hear about the show?
Well, I moved here 5 months ago from Sarasota, Florida. Originally grew up on a farm in Indiana, and I'm happy to be back here. And I was with a friend, and we were walking the streets, and we popped in here.
So you're a street walker.
Yes. Yeah.
The mayor may or may want to talk to you. Yeah.
Yes, okay. And so it was lovely. We stopped in and just started coming here. It's wonderful.
Well, that's great. We're glad to have you here. And we wondered if you want to go ahead and pick a category. I've got to read the categories. Is that right, Sid?
Please, George. Let's just read the categories.
The categories are right here. So could you step back just a little bit? And that's it. And this land is your land. Is wee bit of malarkey for you. You like that one? You're going.
Yeah.
We're going right to that. Okay. All right.
Like nonsense.
So. Okay. Okay. So, facts concerning the history of Ireland. The Great Frost refers to which of the following, as it relates to the Emerald Isle? Wait a minute. You get a multiple choice.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. The Great Frost refers to which of the following, as it relates to the Emerald Isle? A. It's a short story of James Joyce, written when he was 10, entirely in the Celtic language. B. An invasion on a frosty morning on May 1st, 1169, by 600 Cambro-Norman knights at Bannow Strand in present-day County Wexford.
Okay.
Or three. C. Excuse me. An extraordinary climatic shock, which struck between 1739 and 1741, destroying stored crops and spreading disease through the land.
I think I'll take the disease, and I'll eat potatoes along.
Okay, well, C is correct. Let's give her a nice hand. That's excellent. Indeed, the years of the Great Frost caused the Great Irish Potato Famine of 1740, causing the deaths of 250,000 people and producing a huge immigration of Irish folk around the globe. And lucky for us, the spread of the traditional Irish dish, frozen potato custard, accompanied by a Guinness and served on a miniature shillelagh. Okay. All right. Now, Kevin, and where are you from?
I'm here in town presently.
Okay,
born in Port Huron, Michigan.
And Port Huron. Okay, and what do you do here?
Okay. I do counseling with teenagers.
That's wonderful. And what brings you to the radio show today?
Oh, I'd love to hear the Kennedy's Kitchen Group, and also I found out we have the Hindenburg Dulcimer, which I love to hear. But particularly a fan of John Kennedy.
Okay.
And Chris O'Brien.
That's great. Well, we have three topics left for you. This land is your land, whose ear anyway, and a good pitch to hit.
I'd like to select the first one, this land is your land.
This land is your land. Okay, here we go. This land is your land, American history. Who is the only U.S. president whose grandmother lived longer than he did?
Oh, my.
Was it A, James Garfield, B, Darth Vader, C, John Kennedy?
Well, that's simple.
And what is it?
Well, after much deliberation, I would select letter A.
A, James Garfield?
Yeah.
It was John Kennedy.
Did you say U.S. president?
John.
Oh, John, I thought it was John Kennedy. That's what threw me.
Not that really John Kennedy. That was a simple act of confusion. So it was. It's. I understand. Okay. Now we have to recap the score.
It's 1-0, George.
1-0. Okay, Stella, you got two categories to choose from: Who's Ear Anyway, or a good pitch to hit.
Good pitch.
A good pitch to hit. Okay, I really only need to take the card, don't I? I don't need to take.
It's up to you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
A good pitch to hit. This is baseball, the great American past time. While Moses Fleetwood Walker played with the Major League American Association Toledo Blue Stockings in 1884, Jackie Robinson is usually credited with being the first African American man to play in baseball's major leagues. Robinson integrated the Brooklyn Dodgers of the National League in 1947. What is the name of the player on the last National League baseball team to integrate? A, was it Ernie Banks with the Chicago Cubs? B, John Kennedy with the Philadelphia Phillies? Or C, Kurt Roberts with the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I've never watched baseball, so...
I quite honestly can't understand why there's not some hoop involved in the game.
Oh, it's the one with hoop in it. Did you say something
what?
With hoop?
No, that was not a clue.
Oh, that wasn't a clue. I thought it was a clue.
No.
A.
A?
I don't know. I think
Ernie Banks. No, it was B, John Kennedy.
Really?
You've sensed a theme going on. There's a theme here. Okay. All right. That's all right.
What team was that, George?
What?
What team was John Kennedy on?
Oh, John Kennedy integrated the Phillies in 1957. Roberts came to the Pirates in 1954. And Banks to the Cubs in 1953.
How about that?
Just amazing how I know that off the top of my head. Okay. Okay. Back to you, Kevin. We have only one category left.
I'd really like to pick this one.
Whose Ear Anyway? Yes. Well, that's it. It's the only choice we have here.
Unless we can go
all
back
right.
to
Ireland. Okay. Whose Ear Anyway? Lost in the Indiana Cornfields. That's what this is. Okay. The Bittern Bog. The Bittern Bog is a name referring to which of the following? A, an early Indiana folk dance used for courting parties in which partners must pass an ear of corn to each other using just their knees while flailing their arms to imitate a wild turkey. B, a 5-acre project involved in the restoration of the Grand Kankakee Marsh. Or C, a craft beer made in Dublin, Indiana.
Can we buy votes from the audience?
You can't trust this audience.
All right. Well, having been a bird watcher in high school, the American bittern is a marsh bird. So
yes.
I'd like to pick letter B.
Letter B, a 5-acre project involved in the restoration of the Grand Kankakee Marsh?
Yes, and fingers crossed.
That is correct.
The Indiana Grand Kankakee Marsh Restoration Project was initiated to provide an avenue for willing partners to work together in an effort to put back some of what has been lost in the decades following the drainage of the marsh by the craft beer makers in Dublin.
In Dublin.
Okay. All right. Well, and now what's our wrap up here in terms of score?
Do we Stella have has one.
Yes?
Kevin has won. It's a tie, George.
Oh, a tie. Well, that's grand. That's grand. And now what I'm trying to get at now is what have they won now for this?
Nothing, George.
Don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.